According to legend, Santorini was home to the lost city of Atlantis, which was destroyed and submerged following a giant earthquake and volcanic eruption. What should have been a luxury cruise to this wondrous island ended up as a disaster for nearly 1,600 foreign tourists on board the Sea Diamond, which hit rocks off the coast of the Greek island and then sank at 7 a.m., nearly 15 hours after the accident happened. All of the passengers were evacuated safely from the liner except two, who, some survivors claim, may have jumped into the sea and swam ashore. The owners of the cruise liner admit that human error may have been the cause. A remote-controlled submarine searched the sunken ship recently and zoomed back pictures of ropes and escape ladders hanging from the decks. Deep-sea divers continue to look for clues which they believe could provide answers as to who is to blame for the accident. Some say that the captain has claimed that underwater currents must have pushed the ship onto the rocks. It is believed that he may have been trying to get the ship close to the rocks to allow passengers a better view of the island. He and five other crew members have been charged with negligence. Different passengers suggested that members of the crew may have been watching basketball on TV at the time of the accident. The passengers were rescued from the sinking ship in a three-hour operation, but some passengers complained of an insufficient supply of life vests, little guidance from crew members, and being forced into a steep climb down rope ladders to safety. Meanwhile, on the surface, a clean-up operation is underway as tons of oil escape from the Sea Diamond. There are fears that the damage to the ship may have been so severe that she may have started to break up and cause a major environmental disaster. The evacuation was the largest Greek rescue operation since the September 2000 Express Samina ferry disaster, which killed 80 people near the holiday island of Paros when the ferry struck rocks and sank.